Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
With the rising cost of hiring as well as rising rents and insurance, it's no surprise that many companies outsource their customer service overseas. My next guest operates call centres for a number of Ireland-based businesses to India and the Philippines. But increasingly, he's developing an AI-operated voice service for his customers in order to cut his price tags for Irish clients. How does it work and how believable are AI assistants? Naresh Moodley is the chief executive of Your Team. Good morning, Naresh.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Tell us a little bit more about your business.
Yeah, so we actually have offices in the Philippines and India, and we work with Irish and UK companies to provide outsourcing services for them.
So if someone has a call centre, well, a customer service bit, and someone calls that number, they'd be calling a local number, but it will ring in whatever, Manila or Bangalore or wherever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have offices in Manila and also in India as well. And we use the customer systems, so it's completely seamless. So you wouldn't know that you were speaking to someone in Manila or in India.
I'm guessing you're doing it because wages are much lower in those two countries.
Yeah, so savings are significant. So for customer service roles or junior roles, you're probably saving between 40 and 60%. And then for the more high-end roles like IT and finance, you're saving 70-plus percent in relation to costs. But I suppose the savings is one area. And everyone kind of understands that there's going to be a saving there on costs. But on top of that as well, it's also the service. There's some great talent available to people. And with full employment in Ireland, it's really hard to get some good talented staff. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's 1.6 billion between India and the Philippines. And there's just some great people out there.
Do you get people in Ireland or in Britain complaining when they end up talking to someone in India or the Philippines?
Well, not with us. We'd be a premium outsourcing service. So I think everyone's had a bad experience where they've phoned into a utility and they've had a bad experience with outsourcing, but that wouldn't be us.
How do you make sure that you're the premium?
Well, I suppose we hire high-end offices, so we attract good talent. We pay more than the average people out there as well, but it still adds significant savings for Irish businesses.
And do you, this is just a curiosity on my side, do you kind of ask your staff in the Philippines or India to know about the latest political or sporting or entertainment news in Ireland and Britain? So in other words, what's going on in either Fair City or in EastEnders or whatever it is, so they can have those kind of conversations?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we get them to read the papers in the morning. They look at the weather forecasts. They listen to Irish radio.
Newstalk.
Yeah, Newstalk as well, among others. So we also get them to listen to regional radio stations so they understand other accents within Ireland, because that can be quite tricky as well.
And you work for some financial services companies as well.
Yeah, we do. So finance would be big. Again, getting really good accountants in Ireland can be tough, and keeping them is also tough. Whether when they come to us, we can source good talent, but it's also because each year on year, it's only incremental increases to keep really great people. Whereas in Ireland with accountants, they're getting calls every day, given opportunities, and it's really tough to keep your good people. Whereas outsourcing allows you to do that.
Mel, I mentioned at the start that AI is going to shake things up. And financial services, especially accounting, so-called entry-level work, that's going to be one of the first affected by AI. How many years away are we from this?
Yeah, so we're... It depends who you ask, I suppose. If you ask the AI guys, they say you're here already. And we are to a certain extent. As AI is getting, and automation is becoming more and more an important part of outsourcing. And with your team, ourselves, we would invest heavily within AI, knowing that within the next 3 years, it's coming, and it is coming quickly.
So in 3, maybe 5 years, is it highly likely that if I called up a call centre that I'll be speaking to a computer, it will sound like a human?
Inevitable. That's absolutely going to happen.
So that's inevitable.
Yeah. It's possible at the moment, and they're just perfecting it at the moment. That absolutely is coming down the track.
And they'll be able to understand, you know, a thick Dublin or a thick Kerry accent.
No, not only
Kerry
that.
Accent.
With AI at the moment, we can actually put whatever accent we want on our agents. So not only will they understand
locals.
It, they'll also be speaking the lingo.
So you can give your AI agents, you know,
any accent,
a Donegal accent.
Absolutely. Or, yeah. If it's a male caller, you can actually make it sound like a female caller. The AI is that good at the moment.
gosh.
Right. And that's going to save even more money, I'm guessing.
It is. Then you can. We would like to have the product whereby you can offer somebody a live agent or an AI agent, and that will be coming over the coming years.
Wow. Okay. And have you started trialing anything of that sort?
We are. We're trialing and testing, and we're investing in it at the moment, knowing that we do need to get ahead of it.
Because at the moment, whenever I deal with one of these AI, in the chat functionality...
Yeah.
It's awful. They just had the pre-prepared answers and then quickly, if necessary, divert you to a human after all.
Yes. And again, it's coming, though. It's coming where it's getting better and better. It's learning very, very quickly. And the improvements are going to be astonishing over the coming years.
Okay. At what point do we lose control of that? In other words, at what point does the AI kind of really... And you could have a situation, could you not, Naresh, that... An AI will end up talking to an AI, i.e. that you won't understand. The humans will be removed from the...
Your AI secretary would be calling up your telecom company to speak to their AI, and things will be done really quickly and more efficiently.
Right. But it does dehumanize the whole process. But
It does.
Best of luck with it, and best of luck with your business. That is Naresh Moodley, the chief executive of Your Team Outsourcing.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.